Hello, Billy. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
So, how did you get involved with the Freedom of Truth project and what sort of like attracted you to the idea of it?
I got involved last year through Diversity, who are one of the partners for TCFT. And last year I was one of the practitioners. So I was teaching circus, particularly aerial skills.
Okay. Are you doing something similar again this year?
No, I'm not involved in delivering any workshops. This year, I am involved really as a sort of creative producer to help Laura and others put together the final show on Saturday.
So how are you enjoying the difference from being hands-on to more sort of like behind the scenes?
They're both really different things. I mean, I really enjoyed doing the workshops last year because there's an immediate impact when you're teaching people. People enjoy it, they don't enjoy it, it works, it doesn't work. With this process, it's a kind of ongoing process. You're constantly talking to people, you're constantly having to think about different things and about where you put things together. It's a completely different thing. I enjoy teaching, but I also enjoy creative producing. I actually do this job more than I teach now. I don't really teach very much anymore. I'm a director and a creative producer.
Yes. So TCFT is, to me, this is my first time sort of being around the whole idea. And it feels like a very special and like tight-knit community where everyone sort of works and bonds together. Is that what you find special about it? Or what do you find special, should I say, really?
I mean, there's many things that are unique about it. I mean, I came in last year to work in a very special place in Srebrenica in Bosnia, which is quite an incredible place. I didn't know what to expect and met a really amazing group of young people and artists from all over Europe and around the world. And kind of the impact you get is obviously from the place, but also the people and the work. And yes, it really blew me away. This year, each year is different, I think. You know, this is only my second year. But what I find special about it is obviously that kind of learning process, learning people's learning different ways of working and different cultures. Obviously, you know, those conversations that happen outside of the workshops, it never stops. Complete Freedom of Truth, as once you're here, even in the breaks, you're obviously learning, talking to people, finding out where, you know, what people are doing back at home. So it's a really immersive.
Yes, that's what I've found. Once you're in, there's no getting out of it. Does it feel to me for like the 2 weeks that it's ongoing? Yeah. And you're always talking to someone new who's doing something different and you're making connections throughout all these people. And it's nice to see the transition that's sort of going on that we've heard about is the youth are sort of trying to help lead and develop. Is that something that's working well, do you think?
Well, that was one of the things that we really wanted to develop this year, is to make sure that a lot of the decision making and a lot of the creation processes, you know, came from the young people. And I mean, I hope it is working. I mean, only the people involved in the project can say really whether that's true or not. But that's the idea, and that's what we're trying to do. So it's a very open, transparent process.
Yes, so you have experience in producing these big outdoors event type things. How are you bringing that to what the big showcase that we've got, especially because it's a slightly different space?
Each space, every show that I do, pretty much is different. You know, different environment, different space. I do tour some work, but often it's a different space, different environment. So I suppose the one bit of experience that I can bring is that when things change, when spaces don't become available or they do become available, to be honest, it doesn't faze me. I don't panic because actually that's the kind of way I work anyway. And I am used to working constantly up until the last minute and things being fluid and changing. And actually that's what I enjoy. I think perhaps if you worked in a theatre where things are fixed and then something changes radically, then actually that can be quite, that can be an issue, but for me, I actually quite enjoy that.
Yes. Can I ask, you helped plan the celebratory the London Olympics Games. How was that to plan, and what was that like to be immersed with all that sort of passion that was going on, especially around the time of that?
Well, the bit of the Olympics that we helped launch was down in Weymouth, which is the sailing events. But we did plan that project. I mean, that project involved probably 2,500 artists. It took place over 7 counties of the Southwest, 52 shows before we got to Weymouth itself. So that was 3 years of planning and a lot of fundraising and you know, a lot of new partnerships and relationships and building huge props. But actually, we really, as a company, we really enjoyed it and we really loved the challenge of it. It was a huge, massive challenge, but actually we really loved that event, and it did change the company in the way we looked at projects. And we thought after that, actually anything's possible.
How are you finding Bournemouth University, and sort of, because you're living on the campus, how are you finding that, and how are you finding the spaces to work with? Are they fun and easy, or are they sort of not what you expected, really?
Well, I've been visiting here with Tina and meeting Avril, who's been helping us work within the university for quite a few months. So I knew the spaces before I came. We're working with outdoor spaces, and it's evolving. And over these next few days, we've got a plan at this point, 3 or 4 days before we do the show. But that may change, and actually that's part of the creative process. It's actually the most important bit is the artists and the creative work. They can give me anything they want, and we'll make something. That's
so. How do you envisage even TCFT going in the future, and how do you think it's going to develop?
What I can say is that the relationships that already exist between the young people, between the practitioners, between all those involved, whatever happens, they will exist, because there's been such a strong relationship that's been built up that will go forward. It changes you. I've made amazing friends. I walked back into TCFT in the second week because I was doing a big show last week. I walked into that space on Monday, and it felt like I was walking into a big family, and it was fantastic. You know, and that's what it feels like. You're part of a big family. You don't say goodbye to your family. Your family stay with you, good or bad. I've made those friends. They will stay there, you know, and I will do work with or without Steve C. So that will, that's the impact, you know. The legacy is already there, and the impact is fantastic.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you very much for joining us today. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.